Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 4/27/2023. And oh, I tell you what, it just gets wilder and wilder and wilder. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it's kind of interesting. Let me talk to you about one thing. It's kind of interesting. I watched the movie Sicario again at O-Dark 30 the other night, just because I just wanted to see that movie again, because that movie is very hard-hitting, and it's very tactical, and you also get to see what goes on behind the scenes. If nobody's seen that movie, Sicario, that's not a bad one to watch. It's a tough movie, but in that movie, be that as it may at the end of it, what's his name, Benito de Toro, or Benitas del Toro, or whatever, the guy who plays the character, won't really blow the whole deal if I tell it, because it doesn't make any difference. But Medellin has to put a gun to the FBI woman, who's the CIA agent, operative, has to put a gun to the FBI woman's chin, and to get her to sign off that says on her FBI behalf that those guys that she worked with on these raids down in Mexico when they killed different cartel operatives and boss men, that everything was done by the book. The FBI book was all done by the book, you know. She was on board as the task force as a volunteer, you know. So then he takes her pistol and he strips the clip out and dumps the bullets on the floor and all this stuff and throws it away. And then he says to her, because he really likes her, he does remind her, she reminds him of the daughter that the cartels killed. But he says to her, he says, this, listen to me now, this is the land of wolves, and you ain't no wolf, okay? And he says, the best thing that you can do, because they know who you are and everything now, is to move to a small town where there is still the semblance of law and order. And then, it's interesting, I heard Joey Jones, and I did watch Fox today, because I tried to even watch CNN, and I just couldn't do it. So, regardless that Tucker has been taken off the air, and I'll talk about that later, too. But anyway, Joey Jones, who has the prosthetic legs, who's the real good guy, was the bomb tech. He got blown up. He's a Marine. And Joey Jones from Georgia, but Joey says, he says to somebody on the air about, they were talking about how now in Oregon, that in Oregon they made it, changed the law so it's legal now to camp on public property. So if you're at homeless, you can put your tent up on public property, you can put it up in front of your on your sidewalk out in front of your house, you see, or in front of your business, they can put the tent up, and then they can do whatever they want. And if you mess with them and try to tell them to get off your sidewalk or to get out of the area, then they're going to fine the business owner or the homeowner $1,000 for being mean to the poor homeless people in the tent parked on your front lawn and sidewalk or in front of your business. So Joey Jones said this, and it was on the five. That's where it was. And he says, I'll tell you what you do is you go out in the rural area and you get you 20 acres and you get you double wide and park it right in the center of it. And then he says, after that, he says, you give people one warning and then a warning shot. All right. And that's what he says that you need to do, and get out of these big, nasty cities. Quit trying to think that there's going to be some big solution of it politically. And that is the key. Brother Quayle said there is no political solution for a spiritual problem. And boy, is he right. All right? There ain't. Oh, and DeSantis will do it. Oh, this one will do it. RFK Jr. will do it. No, they're probably going to give him the same treatment they gave all the rest of his family. Because, oh, Biden and the Chinese and Biden and the Ray Ray and the FBI and Biden and the CIA, oh, they're so loving to the Kennedys, right? Horse hockey. And that should be said more often when these people spot this crap. Just yell in the background, horse hockey, okay? It's not bad. It's just, you know, it's a game. It's horse hockey, you know? It's not anything nasty. It's just connotes something. But I'll tell you what. That's not a bad advice from Medellin. Benicio del Toro is the actor in the movie Sicario. And then I thought about Sergeant Major Plumley, you know? I thought about Sergeant Major Plumley of We Were Soldiers, you know, with Mel Gibson and, you know, that. And Sergeant Major Plumley says what? What's his famous quote? Gentlemen, prepare to defend yourselves, right? When the Vietnamese, when the NBA and the Viet Cong come to come on the final push out of the mountain there to come and attack them, all right? And old Sergeant Major Plumley, he just used a 45. He's going to shoot them up close and pop them right in the nose right when they come. And the guy says, well, you know, I mean, we need a rifle. He says, I don't have a rifle. He says, there'll be plenty of them that are laying down when the time comes. So I'm going to tell you, this is what I'm going to say tonight. You've got all kind of scenarios that are developing. But I do not believe there is a political solution. And then Tucker Carlson, some have speculated about it and talked about it. I think it was the speech he gave that night at the Heritage Foundation, where he gave the broad strokes, and actually not the broad strokes, but talked specifically about good and evil. And how that if you have all the things that are associated with being good, okay, you see, and it's right out of the Bible. Woe to them that call good evil and evil good. All right? Woe to them. Because I'll tell you, all of the things that are being pushed and promulgated by the U.S. government, by the intelligence community, by the FBI, the CIA, the EIEIOs, the NSA, the Pentagram, all of it. Red China Joe from Kokomo, don't you know, who the Chinese Party Bank gave his son $1.45 billion, don't you know? Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is bizarre. It is totally bizarre and in the theater of the absurd, but it is real, real, really, 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 really real. So the time to quit saying, oh, well, I'm not going to worry about it. I'll just go to that. And, yeah, it's nice to just, you know, mow the lawn, go to the ball game, watch TV. But, you know, it's all nice. But you'd better be methodically preparing. Well, Hawk, what is it? I can't do anything about that. I can't change China and the Bidens and all that. Well, no, but what you can do is to extrapolate, to look forward, to see what's getting ready to happen quickly. We're going to see an economy. We're going to see markets and currency destroyed. You're going to see hyperinflation with no growth. There was only 1%, 1.1% GDP growth. That's like Zippo. That's like nothing, all right? And consequently, you have total flat spending by business. And matter of fact, the big business are laying people off. And then they say, oh, well, the consumer is still in it. They're doing pretty good and all of that. No, they're racking up credit card debt, which is understandable because their savings are about gone in some cases. All right? So consequently, we have the semblance of everything looking like it's okay and no recession yet. Well, that's if you trust the figures that are put out by Department of Labor and put out by the Treasury Department. And Yellen says, we do not seek to decouple our economy from the red Chinese. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and then the energy secretary says, oh, well, you know what we need? We need all the military needs electric tanks. And then not only that, but they could have, I guess, electric ships. No, not with a nuclear reactor. But no, they just need to put charging stations in all the oceans so they can hook them up. And so the tanks, uh-oh, we have to call a timeout. Our tank, our Biden tank, oh, no, it's run out of charge. We've got to charge it up. It'll only be, we'll be back to fight you, Chinese, or we'll be back to fight you, Russians. We'll be back to fight you in about 11 minutes because we've got a quick charger on this charge thing here. It is the stupidest, dumbest thing in the world. That in and of itself is evil. That's going to get hundreds of thousands of U.S. soldiers dead and sailors dead and airmen dead and Marines dead. It's ridiculous. It is evil. That's why Tucker, they're trying to get, but they got rid of Don Lemon too. And this other guy from NBC, right? And then who knows, you know, it's all about women. And then they come and then Tucker's case, this woman who filed the lawsuit against him, she never even met him. She never, ever met him at all. And she's filing the lawsuit against him? Well, it's a takeout. But it's the takeout being done at the five levels of the Luciferian chessboard, all right? Five levels of the Lucy chessboard. They're taking him out. Why? Because they want you to return back to a time. They would love to take you back to, you know, maybe 1952 or 54, you know, somewhere in there, when everything was smooth and the United States was on a growth pattern headed to the moon, you know, bigger, faster, smarter, richer forever and ever and ever. We have the atom bomb. We have millions of men at war and blah, 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 blah. We kicked the Japs' butt. We kicked the, it's the World War II, kicked the Nazis and the Japanese, and we kicked the Italians, and we kicked everybody's butt, and we blew up the atomic bomb, and we've got the bomb, and it's a race, but it's now it's a race, you see. Well, now the race is in between an FBI director who says, oh, he's done everything he could, you know, to rein in his thing. Oh, well, yeah, him and the NSA. Did you see where Horowitz, the Department of Justice, in a hearing, gives the information that 3.4 million, 3.4 million searches without warrants of all your information, your emails, your credit, your banks, every 3 million searches, all right, 3.4 million searches. By the DOJ and the intelligence, the FBI and all the people. And over 30% of them were in error. That's 1.1 million in error. Well, what about the others? There's no warrant. You see what I'm saying? And that goes back to the movie Snowden. If you have not seen Snowden, then you don't understand even what the capability was 7, 8, 10 years ago. Let alone now. Now the AI working for Lucifer, who's about ready to bring out the Antichrist. I'm telling you, we're about ready at that period to bring out the Antichrist so he can possess him, all right? And who's it going to be? Obama, Prince Charles, Will.i.am, you know, or somebody else. Maybe Kamala laughs. Because she's got the 19th nervous demon breakdown. You know, I don't know. But this thing is not normal. And it's not going to be solved by the political process. I wish that it could be. And I will still try to lobby on behalf of anybody who's trying to be in support of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And particularly in terms of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, you know, freedom of the press and freedom of the right to assemble and petition your government for redress of grievances. And also the number 2 amendment, the Second Amendment, you see. Because the Fourth Amendment's out, the Third Amendment, all the different things are gone. The Communist Manifesto planks are being hammered in place with spiked nails. Of course, by electric spike. And they can charge them up on your USB port, which is connected to your this one over here and that one over there. And oh no, you know what it is? It's got to be another bat has bit the pangolin or the pargolin or whatever it was, you see. Because isn't that wonderful that this in the Sudan, there is a bio development lab or a bio microbiological lab or a bioweapon study lab in the Sudan that allegedly was funded by the Pentagram, by Fauci and the CDC and the WHO, or who's on first, you know? And that's been taken over by the rebels, and they got rid of all of the people. And now they're talking about the possibility of another pandemic in the United States. And then in Nigeria, they're talking about, oh, interesting enough, the tomatoes are having problems growing in Nigeria, tomatoes, because of some thing. And then you know what they're calling it? They're calling it the Ebola tomato. Are they putting viruses in the tomatoes? Are they doing that here? Are they putting vaccine into the beef yet, or the chicken? They're doing it, allegedly doing it in the pork already since 2018. Because the Chinese took over the pork industry back then. This is not the normal times. If you read the Bible, if you read the red letter edition, if you read the Matthew 24, the Luke 21s, the Revelations, which are the revelations of Lord Jesus as told to John of Patmos. If you read Matthew 24 and Jesus says, these are the beginning of sorrows. And then Matthew 25 gives you the parable that tells you, you got to be prepared with lamp oil and, you know, lamp oil in your lamp. And get ready for when the bridegroom comes. And what does Jesus say when the foolish virgins come and say, Lord, Lord, the door's been shut, you see, into the marriage. Lord, Lord, open to us. And he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. So when your third cousin's brother-in-law's hairdresser's barber comes to see and say, oh, here's my nephew and I got to come in and you're going to have to feed me, you say, verily, verily, I say unto you, I told you 10 years ago to get prepared. I know ye not. Because that's what Lord Jesus said to the foolish virgins. $3.4 million. That's just the ones that they let you know about. All right? 3.4 million warrantless searches. All right? Warrantless searches of all your information, all your stuff, And then you hear Ray Ray, oh, well, I've done the best. I've turned over the leadership, you know, and I've put in new policies and new trainings and all these things. And we're not political. We only go where the facts are, just the facts, ma'am, like Joe Friday, you know. And old Ray Ray is saying, but, you know, China, you talk about China. Well, we've had an increase of 1,300%. Of investigations into China. We've had over 2,000. And that's why we need the $11 billion that's in Red China Joe Biden's budget, you see, for us. But you don't want us to have it. Well, Ray Ray, you better go back to Serenat Lake and get your ukulele out in your little canoe, you know, because I'll tell you what. You had your people have had Hunter Biden's laptop for what, 3 years now or 4 years or whatever it is. You have all the information on there, including all of the business dealings with the current president, Red China Joe, knowing about it all, you don't you know. You have the pictures of them at the golf outings and all the things. You now have Comer, Representative Comer and his committee. They've found that at least 9 Bidens have been getting the money spread around through their accounts and all their stuff, and probably 12. And now you want $11 billion because you have to go after the Red Chinese? Well, we've been telling you for 20 years you need to go after the Red Chinese. Before that, I remember talking to Ted Gunderson once at a Bible prophecy meeting, you know, where he was the speaker. And he and I talked about, you know, when he was the head FBI agent in charge of L.A., I think he had 1,400 agents under him at that point in time. But then we were talking about also, he was talking about the Franklin cover-up and Johnny Gosch and all the little kids and all the stuff out there, you know, where they running the pedophile rings, and he chased the satanic Luciferian pedophile ring there at the I forget the name of the case, but it was the daycare center, and he was on that case. Then he got the information to where something was going on, and they were flying these kids. They would take them down through a tunnel, through the hole in the trapdoor in the bathroom of the daycare, go over like across the street, under the street, and come up in a bathroom. Then they were taking them by car to the local airport somewhere in maybe around La Jolla or somewhere in there, as I recall. I don't know where it was, Southern California, Orange County somewhere. And they were flying them up the coastline, up somewhere off the coast, you know, in the Northern California. And then apparently, allegedly, that what he told me was there was a house up on the hill up there that was burning, and that he had got the thing to tell to go up there to go chase these people. And he took a flight up there, and he goes to the thing, and the house is on fire. Well, he flips his badge, you know, shows him who he was or he is or whatever he was doing at the time. And he goes down, he goes over to the edge of the cliff, and he sees a stairway down. He takes the stairway down, the walkway down the edge of the cliff, comes into a giant cave, and inside of that cave under the house is all kind of a Luciferian altars and satanic symbols and all kind of stuff where they were torturing these kids and raping them and doing all kind of stuff with them and then killing them in some cases. And Ted Gunderson was an FBI agent who was after all of that, all right? So then these guys, they want $11 billion so they can fight the Chinese corruption, their investigation into it. All you got to do is just go down the street from your headquarters. Is that there, Ray Ray? All right, why don't you send Bodie Bodie? Malibu Bodie with the cool hair, the gelled hair, Malibu Bodie. Send Malibu Bodie down there, all right? You can take some of your top FBI agents, fiddle with boys internally agents, you know? Like all the ones that work for the CIA and the ones that work for Facebook and all those people and all the ones that work for Twitter, you know, and all the ones that tried to frame Trump and all, you know, all of those, you know, just wonderful people. Some of them work for CNN now, you know, oh yeah, just wonderful. And you need $11 billion to go to investigate what Comer is already investigating. You see, ladies and gentlemen, that old Bird Hawk said a few weeks back, put a fork in it, it's done. But it's done from the sense of what Lord Jesus has to tell us. What he has to tell us, right? And he has to tell us a lot. And if you read the Bible and you get the red letter edition, you see, you get the red letter edition, and the big print, because I'll tell you get older quicker than you think. But if you go there, and if you go there and you read the Matthew 24, you understand, don't you? And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that ye be not troubled. People are going to die in these wars, but you see that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. When Jesus says the end means the end. It's not yet, you see. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Because then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Skip over a few verses. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So what we need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to figure out how we can endure until the end. Like Lord Jesus tells us in the red letters that he spoke in Matthew 24. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days shall be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be all kinds of signs of the sun, moon, and stars, too. And, you know, typical, start right out. Another week here, we've got a new train derailment, of course, in Wisconsin. They've had to take four people injured. I'm not sure if they've died, but four people out of that area. And guess what? The trains, and they're not sure about what kind of hazardous materials, and oh, they're just trying to check. It's just early in the reporting, you see, 3 or 4 hours ago. Wisconsin derailment, and it's all the train is tipped over and gone into the Mississippi River. But they assure you, jig your booties, people assure you that there's no danger to the public. Well, I guess all of that stuff going into the water, the Mississippi, oh, that's not a problem, huh? Wonder how far downstream the chemicals are now, you know, and who's drinking water are they getting into, and who are they going to give cancer to and kill? It's another one of the things. It's Ordo Ab Kaeo. They're creating the chaos. Lucifer, the father of all lies, and his fallen angels and their minions in the big banks and corporations, their minions in the intelligence community, the Pentagon, U.S. government, the executive branch, legislative branch, and judicial branch. Many of your state houses and your governors and your legislatures, all the stuff, and it comes down. Sometimes the last totem pole, the person on the totem pole, but who has power locally in the county, if there is a good sheriff in your county, and I know a couple of those, I know a few good sheriffs, all right? Like if you're down in the crossroads, there might be a good one, and that's enough said to there. But you see what I'm saying is if they have a good sheriff in your county, that might be your last line of defense. Because now Biden and Mayorkas are allegedly activating the U.S. military and the National Guard, all right, to deal with problems of the drug smuggling, not the human smuggling, that the United States is directly involved. And guess what? Your government has lost any idea or name or where they're at or their whereabouts of over 85,000 children who came across the border, the southern border, 85,000. They can't find any information about where they sent them or where they went. Well, do you think they're maybe in some back room of a motel somewhere? In the pedophile ring of the California Schumer King or something, you know? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever want to do something for research, and I forget a lot of people don't have these backgrounds because I've been on air for going on 19 years in June. But I mean, some of this stuff is from way back when, and I found out about it in the 80s or the late 70s or the early 80s or the early 90s. Well, look up the Finders case, and you'll find CIA involvement in the pedophilia rings. Look up Operation Pedro Pan or Peter Pan, where they took a lot of kids, you know, out of Haiti or out of Cuba or somewhere. And who knows where they went? They went into the Finders thing. Well, you see, they've got to get those drugs from somewhere. Got to get them from somewhere. So, yeah, it's Ferryville, Wisconsin is the area. And multiple cars are in the Mississippi rivers. And, oh, let's say what the – oh, here's a report. There might be some cars that have paint in them and lithium batteries in some of the train cars. Oh, well, that's wonderful. Because, you see – all of that is no danger to the public, of course. No danger to the public. Except from the Russian and Red Chinese hypersonic missiles that are about ready to fly. Except from the Federal Reserve that got conned. The head of the Federal Reserve of the United States, the guy who's the, you know, the head of the director of the Federal Reserve Bank. All right? And he gets tricked by some Russian radio executives, supposedly, into thinking that he's talking to Zelensky from the Ukraine, and he gives him all the information. And he said, we're going to raise these interest rates three more times or something like that, all right? Have you seen the Russian map? Or the European map of Russia that breaks Russia up into 41 new countries. And then which countries are going to own those and all of that. Well, I'll tell you what, let's go back and see the one that we saw when we had Osama bin Laden, USA, Ma, Osama bin Laden, or Tim Osman, as the CIA, his name with the CIA was called, because he was part of Al-Qaeda, which means the base, Al-Qaeda, the base. And what that meant was, in CIA parlance, was the Arabs and Muslims who would work for the CIA for money. That was the base, the database, you see. But do you remember when there was a map of the United States dividing it all up? And then it had nuclear explosions like mushroom clouds at this place, that place, the other place. Wasn't that interesting to know that could be accomplishable now? That's not even a word. That could be accomplished now by the Russians, allegedly, with their... And Ray Ray should go look for these. The drone submarines that we have reported on this network, telling you about them, probably coming down through the St. Lawrence Seaway on either freighters or research vessels, so-called research vessels, or large yacht-type things coming down the St. Lawrence Seaway into the Great Lakes. And that, after we talked about that, they actually sent stuff up and looked for it, and they still continue to look into the Great Lakes areas. Superior, Michigan, Huron, Erie, all of them up and down, EIEIO up and down the line, and the St. Lawrence Seaway. And also on down by truck. Remember we talked to you by truck and how they might be putting them into the French Broad, the Tennessee, and the Kentucky Rivers, that kind of stuff. By the TVA dams. Because what do these things have the capability of? They have a tsunami bomb, a nuclear weapon up to 100 what megatons or something that could create a giant tsunami. Well, if you're in Lake Michigan or Lake Superior or Lake Erie or Huron, whatever, if you're in the river near the TVA dams and near the, also there are in those areas, you've got all of the nuclear development there in Tennessee as well, where they have the original plants, right? Where it made the U-235 and all of that kind of stuff. You know where they're at. So the fact is, these drones could accomplish that map where the United States was blown to smithereens into two, and they could do it by these nuclear weapons creating massive tsunamis, either off the coast, hit the California, Washington, Oregon, you know, all those coasts, hit the East Coast, the Gulf Coast. And these submarines, these drone subs that have that capability of doing the megaton explosions, multi-megaton explosions of a nuke to create a tsunami, okay? They can sit for up to a year, I think, 9 months or a year, silent on the bottom. And then wake up to their own internal timer or to receive from a satellite up above or somebody in a little canoe, you know, one of the Spetsnaz boys in a canoe, giving his little radio signal down to it to turn on a time frame, to turn on a green light time frame to blow up Lake Superior or Lake Michigan or Lake Erie or wherever it might be. To pop that off the coast of Houston or off the coast of New Orleans, you know, or you know what I'm saying? Or to hit the Florida coastline, the Carolina coastline, and all the things up the Virginia Beach, Maryland coastline, on up. And we already had, what, an incident on the bridge, you know, from one part of Connecticut to the other, Groton to the whatever the other town was, which electric boat, yes, boat, the electric boat where they make the submarines in that inlet, and now you can't get over the bridge because that bridge blew up with the, you know, a fuel truck and all of that. Well, doesn't that sort of remind you of the plot from the other book that William R. Forston wrote, you know? The Day of Wrath, where they would use these fuel trucks to cause problems on all the interstates and all that. And you think that, oh, well, if we could just get RFK Jr. to go onto the ticket under Trump's Democratic, you know, and do that, and the squizzle loot to the square root of pi and all of that kind of stuff, and, you know, everything be good. This is not the key to it. I'm reading what Lord Jesus had to say. For then shall be great tribulation, such was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no forever shall be. All right? And if he don't, Father in heaven and Jesus don't shorten the time, then there ain't going to be anybody alive on the planet. Does that sound like, well, if we could just get a good, I remember this back in the night, we could just get a good conservative Republican to office, you know? Well, it hasn't done much good, has it? Because it's not the solution. We still think, and Tucker mentions this, if you haven't seen his speech from the Heritage, where he speaks to Heritage Foundation, It's the night, his last night was that Friday night show or whatever, and then he went to the Heritage Foundation dinner, and he spoke about the good and evil, and he listed the characteristics of good, like order and tranquility and harmony, no war and prosperity and all of that. Then he lists the characteristics of evil, you know, disharmony, anger, war, chaos, you know, hunger, you know, all the different problems. And then he said, if you're seeing something that is showing you that is creating all of that, and there's more and more of it. Oh, incidentally, though, as an aside, this is just a clever little aside. The mayor of Seattle, of course, who has a lot of the same problems as in the people in Portland and stuff, you know, with all the fentanyl and the drugs and the destruction of the downtown and the businesses and all the stuff, having to leave Seattle, he thinks that pickleball will be the solution to Seattle's problems. But, you know, they got a problem with, they got a statue of Lenin in the park. They got a problem with statue of Lenin in the park, and then that is part of the problem, you see. But it's spreading all over Canada. They can't ship their grain overseas because their unions just appeared out of nowhere. Right? So, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to get increasingly wilder. Just like Jesus said, you know. But he that shall endure it to the end, the same shall be saved. We got to look into that, because I'll tell you, it's just going to be one of those things. Now, to be even-handed, there is, I believe, a... I just saw this. I didn't see this story earlier. The Ukraine tried to assassinate Putin with a drone loaded with explosives. I'm seeing two stories I didn't see on my thing here. Iran's Revolutionary Guard seizes U.S.-bound oil tanker in international waters. Do you think that we're not going to go to war? And oh, the Gap, wonderful, going to lay off 1,800 employees in second round of job cuts. Oh, there'll be a lot of jobs. Well, there'll be good jobs for all of the illegal aliens. I'm starting to talk to people. I was talking to somebody who was looking around in the Cincinnati metropolitan area. They're starting to see groups of young Chinese men, like, you know, twos and threes, and not out all of them out in front of the Chinese restaurant. Well, we're talking about military-age guys with high and tight hair in civilian clothes walking around. And, you know, they've been coming across the border like nobody's business. And they think, the sheriffs down there, they think there's going to be 3 million come across this year. At least they're talking about 40, 50,000 ready to cross now on the other side of the Rio Grande, ready to flood across. There'll be 100,000. You've got the Panama Canal Zone, which the U.S. used to have, and they gave it back under Peanuts Carter, remember? And then we used to still run. We had a military base in the canal zone. I used to talk to Colonel Bo Greitz about that. He used to be down there. But anyway, they then got rid of that, and they turned over the management of the canal zone to Hutchison Whampoa, the Chinese, the Red Chinese company. And then the first thing he did was to bring in about 120,000. Male Panama Canal workers for Hutchison Whampoa, you see, to help run that canal. Well, there's 120,000 military troops is what it is, but they're in civilian clothes. They're dock workers or canal workers, right? So I'm going to tell you, you're going to see that here. Now, if you can just imagine, maybe you're in a small town, and maybe you can hear them coming down the road on a county line road, or even maybe in the dirt road, you see gravel road, you see the trail of dust in the air. And then all of a sudden, 150 motorcycle gang guys drive up your farm lane. Or you're sitting in the suburbs and you think that you've got it. Oh, boy, you're maybe on the main line in Philadelphia, or you're, you know, up in northwest side of Chicago, or maybe even on the, you know, the on right along the lake there, you know, something like that, or you're in the good part of Dallas, or whatever it is. And then the next thing you see is like a thousand Antifa and BLM coming, and they got locks, and they got guns, and they got everything, and they're coming for you. Because in case you haven't noticed it, there's nobody on the commercial TV anymore that's Caucasian. So I think they should just kill all the Caucasian people, right, and take all their money and homes, and everything would be hunky-dory, right? And then, of course, all the women that were under the age of 50 would belong to the Red Chinese Army, all right? As they're over here with the United Nations helping across the water after the destruction from unknown nuclear EMP bombs that dropped out of two satellites over the central part of the United States, over Nebraska or western Kansas or something, that just happened to knock the entire power grid out. And, oh, could that be caused? Because, oh, and isn't this a cute little thing? Stupid Red China Joe and all of his people have the South Korean president there, prime minister, and the song they sing is Bye Bye American Pie, The Day the Music Died. And then the South Korean guy, he loves the song, and he sang the first part of it. And old Biden cheered and everything, you know. But you see, it's ironic they chose the song and everything. And Red China Joe, he might know, but he may not know either, is that for America, it's the day the music died. And now America's going to be, you number 10 sailor, you number 10 Marine, you number 10 soldier, you number 10 air jockey, you no good. Red China, we run everything, and Red China Joe, he our president. So, Ray Ray, you need $11 billion to go right down the street from where your headquarters is to investigate, because I think that's where Hunter lives now, you know, protected by the Secret Service, so they can't serve him with subpoenas, you know. It is so crazy, ladies and gentlemen, so nuts, so nuts. So maybe we need electric tanks to come down your street so they can perform. What are they going to call it? What was it Greg Evitz and I talked about back years ago? God bless Greg, and God bless his wife, Liz Evenson, in the Uper. Well, it was as around 12 October 2008, and it was called George Bush signed directives which were embodied in the following U.S. Army document, Domestic Insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law, 12 October 2008. And it goes into talking about counterinsurgency against American people, you see. Covert surveillance programs, screening and documenting the population. Oh, we just had 3.4 million warrantless searches. Is that screening and documenting the population? Systematic identification registration, issuance of individual ID cards containing a unique number of picture of individual, personal ID data, fingerprints, and official stamp. Using different colors for each administrative region. Family group census cards, official copy of which is to be retained at the local police agency. Must include a picture of all appropriate personal detail of your entire family. Programs to inform the population of the need for ID and registration. Overt surveillance is the responsibility of the police patrol division that the Army will be in the backup of. And use of military dogs to contribute to overall effectiveness. that conjures up those old German shepherds and Belgian Malinois that the Germans were so fond of, the Nazis. But now you see they could allegedly use those Boston robotic robot dogs, couldn't they, that they've already deployed? Oh, they had the one at the fire department in New York has the Dalmatian dots on it. How clever. All you got to do is put a machine gun or two on those things and then have them ramp up. And now they're starting to show the other robots, the upright robots, walking around. And wait till they bring a bunch of Atlases out. We're here at Terminator. We're here at the Matrix. You see, Sicario, he told you. And incidentally, that comes from the Sicarii, who were the, back in biblical times, the times the Sicarii, when Judea was in rebellion against Rome, the Sicarii were those that hunted the Romans, you see, to take them out. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk in there, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and welcome. Believe me, it's most needed. And welcome. It could be Federal Reserve notes, a silver quarter, silver dollar, silver dime, whatever it is, a little bit of gold, whatever it might be, or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And oh, my friend who's had something like 900 inches of snow where he was at, you know, in the mountains of Utah, he's informed me, just remember, he says that last night there were rumors of the Turkish president might have been poisoned, you see. But he fell ill during an interview. Supposedly has a myocardial infarction, you know, a heart attack, because he could have that from, just quite frankly, he could have that from the vaccine, allegedly, where you have graphene oxide that created terminals and antennae in various portions of his body and different organs. And then by the 5G or by satellite directed creation of scalar frequencies to impact the neurophysiological template. All right. That was the official definition of what they can do with that kind of stuff. In other words, an electromagnetic weapon to direct it directly at you. And then if you've got vaccine has created really nice antennae in your organs and different things, they can go send a little signal. Or the guy, the Spetsnaz guy out in the truck, or the CIA guy out in the truck, or the Red Chinese commando out in the truck, or the this one, that one, the other one out in the truck, or just from satellites. And there goes Erdogan, all right? Or there goes this one, or there goes that one. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, anything is most needed and welcome. I would also tell you that Brother Steve Quayle, you can go to stevequayle.com or you can call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Brother Steve Quayle, that's his office. They can still get you while you can, because it's getting harder and harder to get physical gold, physical silver, and platinum. But they can still get it to you. And then also to sign up for Steve's new DVD, The Lies of Men and Gods, order that, get on his private briefings, all the different things that Steve has to offer. And for goodness sake, if he's got any of his books left, you know, like about the weather warfare, or like about Under the Ice and the, you know, and in Antarctica and the Nazis and how the Nazis won World War II and all of that. Or if you've got the Giants book, or the Aliens and Fallen Angels, or Promise of the Premise, or Premise of the Promise, all the good books that he, Brother Quayle, has, all right? Terminated. The End of Man is Near. You see all of them. Xenogenesis, Changing Men into Monsters. Whatever he's got left, pick it up so you can explain it to your children and grandchildren while you're sitting in the bunker. What's that? That's a soddy house, or a house that you dug out where you dug a root cellar. And then you put some block walls in and you tilted it so the drainage would run out the front, and you hopefully pointed it toward the southern exposure to get some sunlight in there a little bit. Or you're in the plywood shack that you created in a little rock ravine or crevice out in the woods underneath the high big tree cover. And you've got that, and you've got it to where your campfire, you're in a little dell, or you're in a little impression, or a little cave where you've got the campfire, but the campfire smoke can kind of filter out in amongst the things and not be seen so much from above. And when the thing is, when the EMP of Little Kimmy, because we just sent a nuclear submarine to South Korea, Biden did. Well, the Chinese just say, Little Kim, just pop those two EMP weapons out of your satellites. Over the U.S., no power grid. Started right off, wouldn't it? But Brother Quayle, tell him that old Hawk sent you. 406-586-4840. And I'll tell you, either Daryl or Tyler, Steve's son, Daryl, his manager, or Steve, or whoever answers, you just tell them that you want it. You want it quick. And God bless. I would like for the Lord Jesus, will you go right now? Lord Jesus, pray with me, people. Lord Jesus, will you go and visit Dave and Debbie Nunemaker? Will you visit both of them? And Lord, will you provide each of them medical miracles? Lord Jesus, provide David and Debbie medical miracles. And Lord, restore them back to health and assist them in their continued work as missionaries in the Indochine. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for the Bill of Rights. Stand for your family. Indochina Bible Project. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton Boulevard, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Mighty men and women of honor strike blows against the Luciferian Conference. Getting ready to go down to Marriott, Boston. The Satanic Conference. Strike blows against them from high above with your high technology. And also strike those that the Lord will allow it. Those who are working for Lucifer, the light bringer supposedly, who's in Antarctica, and his fallen angels are all running around. His AI is at work. Benigno Angel, I know you're ready. Mikula Pui, you're the best by test, baby. Road and track and little L. You stick with your daddy. Now is the time to train hard, but to also learn to read. I want you to come up with, each of you, a new word from the dictionary each week.